Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Today in the Charlie Kirk Show, we examine what the KGB warned us about back in the 1980s, about how they wanted to radically destroy our country. Email me your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. Type in Charlie Kirk Show, your podcast provider. Hit subscribe. Give us those 5-star reviews. Check us out at Turning Point USA, tpusa.com. And for 10 people that leave us a 5-star review and are subscribed to the show, we're going to send you a signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine. 10 people over the next 2 weeks. You're going to learn a lot this episode. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
What if I told you what's happening right now in America is a byproduct of a decades-long campaign to destabilize and destroy America from within? I want to start this podcast with a terrifying quote from Soviet KGB foot soldier Yuri Bezmenov from 1983. Now, he's speaking to us from the grave, but he's prophesying to the modern world. Play tape.
This is what will happen in the United States if you allow all these schmucks to bring the country to crisis, to promise people all kind of goodies and the paradise on earth, to destabilize your economy, to eliminate the principle of free market competition, and to put a big brother government in Washington, D.C., who will promise lots of things. He will create false illusions that the situation is under control. Most of the American politicians, media, and educational system trains another generation of people who think they are living at a peacetime. False. The United States is in a state of war, undeclared total war against the basic principles and the foundations of this system.
So let me explain a little more about who Yuri Alexandrovich Bezmenov is. Officially, he worked for Novosti, which was the press arm of the Soviet Union. But unofficially, he just worked for the KGB. His job was to go into nations and destabilize them, moving them closer and closer to Marxism. Now, after being assigned to a station in India, Bezmenov eventually grew to love the people and the culture of India. But at the same time, he began to resent the KGB-sanctioned oppression of intellectuals who dissented from Moscow's policies. And by the way, by oppression, I mean they would simply kill or neutralize individuals who got in the Soviets' way. Now, eventually, Yuri decided to defect to the West. He lived in Canada until he died, the young age of 53. There's a lot of suspicion surrounding his death, but officially he died of a heart attack in 1993. Bezmenov is best remembered for his anti-communist lectures and books from the 1980s. And while the Soviet Union is no longer here, Marxism is alive and well, and the enemy of Marxism is freedom. So listen to what he was telling us. He rightly called the radical left schmucks, promising goodies, promising utopia and paradise on earth, to destabilize the economy, to erode the free market, to create a big brother government in Washington, D.C. And did you notice? He names the education system, media, and most politicians. These are the marks. In other words, these were the targets for the KGB, and today for China and other bad Marxist communist actors. He says we're at war, which of course we know is true. These are the clips that you will hear today. We've selected some clips from a 3-hour lecture from Yuri Bezmenov. Now, it's really important to realize that Yuri was on the inner circle of the Soviet Union, KGB alleged takeover of the West, or I should say attempted takeover of the West. I highly recommend you look up Yuri Bezmenov and listen to more of his lectures, as they're incredibly informative and so clairvoyant to what we're living through today. But what Yuri was trying to tell us is, yes, we have been at war for decades now. He was trying to explain to us how Marxists go about destabilizing other nations. They do this in a variety of ways, and we're going to get to it in just one second. But first, take a second to think about the private information you have on your computer and mobile devices, your pictures, your videos, financial information, work files, personal documents, and information that cybercriminals are constantly trying to get their hands on. What are you doing to keep that from happening? You need protection, and PCmatic is doing it right. Instead of only blocking programs on a blacklist of known cyber threats like traditional antivirus software, PCmatic protects your internet-connected devices by blocking any application that isn't on its whitelist of known, trusted programs. And they're the only antivirus company that does its development, research, and customer support 100% in the United States. Made in America, by Americans. When it comes to cyber attacks, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. So what are you waiting for? PCmatic protects Macs, Windows, computer servers, and Androids, phones, and tablets. Get a free month of protection with the purchase of an annual license at PCmatic.com/Charlie. Again, that's PCmatic.com/Charlie. Keep the bad guys out and your personal information secure with PCmatic. So Marxists go about destabilizing other nations, first and foremost, by using covert influence campaigns, otherwise known as an information operation, or an IO. The United States knows how to do this to other countries as well. We have used these same tactics ourselves, but most Americans do not understand the first thing about these tactics that are being deployed against us. Counterintelligence operations are supposed to rebuff this. Who was in charge of the counterintelligence operations during Obama? Well, Peter Strzok. What was Peter Strzok doing? Spying on the President of the United States and entrapping Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. The other way that the left or Marxist take over countries is using Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. Now, this book was written by Saul Alinsky, a community organizer, and he literally dedicated his book to Lucifer, to Satan, the original rebel. Now, the main idea of the book is so unbelievably simple. How do you create an aggrieved class? How do you mobilize resentments? How do you keep your political opposition off guard at the expense of the have-nots, in Alinsky's words? The entire book is built on a lie. It is built on a commitment to untruth, for earthly conquest, and believing, first and foremost, that the most important thing is winning at all costs. It's almost an extension of the Machiavellian dilemma articulated in The Prince: the ends justify the means. Now, Saul Alinsky's handiwork and that of other Marxist actors and sowers of American chaos have been incredibly effective in American politics. Just look at the news cycle today. All we have is aggrieved classes. All we have is mobilized resentments. We have an entire culture that is infantilized, that is now easy to subvert and manipulate. Yuri called these useful idiots. Play tape.
Simply because, you see, the useful idiots, the leftists who are idealistically believing in the beauty of Soviet socialist or communist or whatever system, when they get disillusioned, they become the worst enemies. That's why my KGB instructors specifically made the point, never bother with leftists. Forget about these political prostitutes. Aim higher. This was my instruction. Try to get into large circulation, established conservative media. Reach, filthy rich movie makers, intellectuals, so-called academic circles. Cynical, egocentric people who can look into your eyes with angelic expression and tell you a lie. These are the most recruitable people, people who lack moral principles, who are either too greedy or too suffer from self-importance. They feel that they matter a lot. These are the people who KGB wanted very much to recruit.
Never bother with leftists. When they get disillusioned, they turn and become a problem. He, of course, called them political prostitutes. Aim higher, Yuri said. Remember, he was trained by the inner circles of the most sophisticated communist campaign in the history of the world. He was trained to get into larger circulation. Conservative establishment media, for example. China buying a $6 million ad to the Wall Street Journal. Get in with the filthy rich movie makers, the intellectuals, the cynical, egocentric people who can look you in the eye with angelic expression and lie. He said these are useful idiots. So look at Twitter. Every single one of these groups are ripping on our president. They all lack moral principles. They're either too greedy or self-important to tell the truth. And we saw this during the lockdowns as well. These useful idiots are how you demoralize a nation. You remove truth. Now, America was not able to be turned as quickly as people like Yuri and the KGB thought or expected. We were actually greater, more committed to moral principles than anywhere else. We were rooted in truth. We were built on divinely inspired principles from the Scottish Enlightenment, from John Locke, all the way back to Aristotle, using logic and reason and the Bible as the most important book in society. But 35 years after this lecture from Yuri, you're starting to see their slow and steady work take effect. The ideological subversion, as the KGB called it, is easy to see if you have truth, reason, logic, and a willingness to accept all those things. You can see it if you want to see it. You can see it if you go through the process of analytical thinking, of research. The problem is so many Americans don't want to see it. As Thoreau wrote, most Americans would just love to lead their lives of desperation. The massive men lead lives of quiet desperation, Henry David Thoreau wrote. Truth is the ultimate defense to these tactics. But when you create an aggrieved class that are too angry and emotional to see truth anymore, they simply become pawns in the left's ideological subversion. Play tape.
Ideological subversion or active measures, aktivne meroприятия in the language of the KGB, or psychological warfare. What it basically means is to change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that despite of the abundance of information, no one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interest of defending themselves, their families, their community, and their country. It's a great brainwashing process which goes very slow, and it's divided in four basic stages. The first one being demoralization. It takes from 15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. Why that many years? Because this is the minimum number of years which requires to educate one generation of students in the country of your enemy, exposed to the ideology of the enemy. In other words, Marxism-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of at least three generations of American students without being challenged or counterbalanced by the basic values of Americanism, American patriotism. The result you can see, most of the people who graduated in the 60s, dropouts or half-baked intellectuals, are now occupying the positions of power in the government, civil service, business, mass media, educational system. Demoralization now reaches such areas where previously not even Comrade Andropov and all his experts would even dream of such a tremendous success. Most of it is done by Americans to Americans, thanks to lack of moral standards. As I mentioned before, exposure to true information does not matter anymore. A person who was demoralized is unable to assess true information. The facts tell nothing to him. Even if I shower him with information, with authentic proof, with documents, with pictures, even if I take him by force to the Soviet Union and show him concentration camp, he will refuse to believe it until he is going to receive a kick in his fat bottom. When a military boot crashes his balls, then he will understand, but not before that. That's the tragic of the situation of demoralization.
And according to Yuri, as he was trained, reality can literally shift. We are seeing this, and go back in the previous episode, This is Personal, on how the Overton window has changed instantaneously. And as Yuri outlined, is something I always say of what happens on college campuses will soon happen in the halls of Congress. The conservatives have traditionally ignored culture. Do you feel like America's losing right now? Do you think like we're losing America? How is that possible? Republicans control the Senate. We control the White House. We control 30 governor's mansions. It might be 28, but about more than a majority of governor's mansions. At the top level, Republicans control about 33 in the last couple of years, governor's mansions. We control most state legislatures across the country. Why do you think we're losing? Well, it's because why we were too busy trying to worry who gets more votes in the ballot box The left was focused on destabilizing and demoralizing a nation. Now, that term demoralization is not just taking the excitement out of something. It literally means surgically extracting the morals out of a country. You hollow out the truth. Now, the KGB, they were so amazed at how quickly this process started in America, how quickly Americans were willing to do this to other Americans. It's unbelievably tragic. Yuri also talked about destabilization. He talked about it takes about 2 to 5 years to destabilize a country. And this is where they try and destroy the economy, to destroy the institutions like the police. Sound familiar? Play tape.
The next stage is destabilization. This time, subverter does not care about your ideas and the patterns of your consumption. Whether you eat junk food and get fat and flabby, it doesn't matter anymore. This time, and it takes only from 2 to 5 years to destabilize a nation, it's what matters is essentials: economy, foreign relations, defense systems. And you can see it quite clearly that in some areas, in such sensitive areas as defense and economy, the influence of Marxist-Leninist ideas in the United States is absolutely fantastic. I could never believe it 14 years ago when I landed in this part of the world that the process will go that fast.
Of course, Yuri talked about hollowing out the military. No unity. No one caring about what's best for the country. And we end up eating ourselves. Yuri then goes on to talk about a crisis point. The KGB knew that you'd get to a crisis point. Now, mind you, the KGB and the Soviets, they flipped many other countries besides America. They didn't flip us immediately. They flipped Cuba. They flipped a lot of Southeast Asia. They flipped Korea. They flipped Rhodesia that turned into Zimbabwe. They tried to use Yuri's expertise to flip India. They flipped country after country, and the domino theory ended up proving to be true. Now, crisis is where we are right now, Yuri talks about. And in as little as 6 weeks, everything we know in America has been turned upside down. The shutdowns, the lockdowns, the virus, the riots, the abolishing the police, and even the elites, the useful idiots, are throwing Molotov cocktails. Play tape.
The next stage, of course, is crisis. It may take only up to 6 weeks to bring a country to the verge of crisis.
Now, this is soon followed by exactly what we talked about in the previous episode. I'm going to be honest with you guys right now. I just recently became aware of what Yuri was talking about. I knew this instinctively and through reading history, but to hear Yuri articulate it, a KGB defector, someone who actually destabilized nations on behalf of Marxism and communism, and then compare my own personal notes of what I have seen, was one of the most chilling moments of my life. All the predictions that I was making that were coming true, all the empirical evidence I saw coming through of a broken culture and a destabilized world, I pin it up against what Yuri said, this is actually by design, should take every single person's breath away. Now, the next step is going to happen right around the corner. But first, I want to tell you about Credible. Are you guys getting crushed by the cartel of the colleges? Are you guys getting crushed by student loans? If you have student loan debt, I want to tell you about Credible.com. Credible.com is an online marketplace that gets you pre-qualified student loan refinancing rates from up to 10 different lenders. They help people get out of student loan debt. If you've got a student loan debt, you could benefit. With a lower rate, you could save on interest or lower your monthly payment. With a shorter loan term, you could get debt-free faster. You can consolidate all your student loan bills in one place. Credible customers have given awesome reviews about how much better their lives have been after refinancing their student loans. On Credible, you see actual pre-qualified rates from up to 10 different lenders, whereas with some other marketplaces, you'll get ranges of rates or ballpark estimates. And it only takes a couple of minutes to check rates. Credible.com is the place to go to refinance your student loan rates, and it does not impact your credit. They never sell your data, so you won't receive spam and phone calls from dozens of lenders. So right now, if you guys are in student loan debt, go to Credible.com/Charlie. That's Credible.com/Charlie. If you refinance student loans with them, you get a $200 gift card. You fill in a couple pieces of information to check what rates you're eligible for. Again, that's Credible.com/Charlie. That's Credible.com/Charlie. What's coming next in America? And how does that compare to Yuri's playbook? normalization. Normalize racism even when we're not racist. Normalize defunding police, even though it is so pathological and schizophrenic to believe something like that. Now, the only thing left to do is to normalize this play tape.
And after crisis, with a violent change of power, structure, and economy, you have so-called the period of normalization. It may last indefinitely. Normalization is a cynical expression borrowed from Soviet propaganda. When the Soviet tanks moved into Czechoslovakia in 68, Comrade Brezhnev said, "Now the situation in brotherly Czechoslovakia is normalized." This is what will happen in the United States if you allow all these schmucks to bring the country to crisis, to promise people all kind of goodies and the paradise on earth, to destabilize your economy, to eliminate the principle of free market competition, and to put a big brother government in Washington, D.C., with the benevolent dictators.
Isn't it interesting how we now have the expression that's now common in America, the new normal? It's an expression that we use to help us make sense of how fast our culture is changing. We need morals more than ever before. We need moral people, values, and truth. It is the only antidote. That is why the church and the gospel of Jesus Christ and absolute truth are so important. This is why Alexis de Tocqueville said America is great because America is good. Atalia Marie Kelly is the oldest of five kids. She was killed in all the rioting. Let's intercut Obama's words with Atalia's oldest sister, Jasmine, who went on Facebook after her sister was killed. Let's see what our community organizer-in-chief's words that seem like they're dripped in honey actually can lead to when you realize the chaos they sow. Let me state emphatically, I'm not blaming Obama or his recent speech directly. He's just a useful idiot, as Yuri says. Play this terrible tape.
What's made me so hopeful is the fact that so many young people...
I'm waiting for everyone to get on.
...have been galvanized and activated.
So I hope y'all know what the fuck you did.
And motivated and mobilized.
My sister is gone.
Because historically, so much of the progress that we've made in our society...
And it's not from a cop. It wasn't from no fucking cop.
Has been because of young people.
I don't get on live and I don't care about this Facebook shit. Because one of you, a protester, shot my sister.
Well, Dr. King was a young man when he got involved. Cesar Chavez was a young man. Malcolm X was a young man.
A protester.
The leaders of the feminist movement were young people.
You're so mad at the police. You're hurting everyone else. You're so mad at the police. You guys killed my sister.
Leaders of union movements were young people.
No, it wasn't the police who shot my sister.
When sometimes I feel despair, I just see what's happening with young people all across the country.
It was one of y'all.
And the talent.
And I swear to God, we will find out who the f*** did it.
And the voice and the sophistication that they're displaying.
And I promise to God, that will be the last thing y'all ever remember.
It makes me feel optimistic.
Y'all are wild as f***. You walk around with guns and you act and you pretend to be tough and you pretend to be something you're not.
It makes me feel as if this country's gonna get better.
By your fucking ignorance, I gotta bury my sister.
It's so hard to listen to. Now remember, Obama's speech was given after Atalia Marie Kelly lost her sister, after David Dorn was shot, which Obama didn't mention. Is this what we're proud of? Former President Obama, is this what the useful idiots in the mainstream media call, quote, peaceful protests? They don't mention the 750 police officers that were injured. They don't mention how a white person is much more likely to be shot and killed by a police officer than a black person. Just before the recording of this episode, I tweeted the following. A man is reported as dead in an active shooter situation after an attack on a police officer in California. The sheriff's deputy who was shot is in serious but stable condition. There is a war on police in America, and the Democrat nominee for president is silent. They have demoralized us. They are trying to destroy the truth. We have allowed the lie of systemic racism to try to destroy ourselves. We have to repeat the lie that police are hurting black people. We have to repeat the lie that they're going after communities of color disproportionately. We're repeating the lie that law enforcement is the problem. We are destroying ourselves just like the Marxists have wanted and tried to design. So I want to leave you with this quote from the Revolutionary Catechism by Sergei Nechayev in 1869. Think about Antifa. Think about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez when I say this quote. These revolutionary forces that are here at work within our country to destroy freedom, to destroy Western society, these are in the handbooks they pass around and in the chat rooms and in their inner circles. Here's the quote. The revolutionist is a doomed man. He has no private interests, no affairs, sentiments, ties, property, or even a name of his own. His entire being is devoured by one purpose, one thought, one passion, the revolution. Heart and soul, not merely by word, but by deed. He has severed every link with the social order and with the entire civilized world, with the laws, good manners, conventions, and the morality of that world. He is its merciless enemy and continues to inhabit it with only one purpose, to destroy it. This is the ideological core of the revolutionary forces that want to destroy America. This is partly why the colleges are insisting that people don't get married, don't build families, rent property, don't buy property. They make for perfect revolutionaries. See, the revolutionary, according to this quote back in 1869 by Sergei Nechayev, says you can't have private interests. You can't have property or an even name to your own. That's why they wear the masks. You must be an anonymous arsonist against America. Now, mind you, this is not being an alarmist. This is the literature that they pass around. Have you felt in the last couple days, you ask yourself, what is happening to our country? Have you asked the question to yourself, how did we get here? What's happening? What can I do? This right here is the playbook that is playing out in real time. And the only weapon we have against it is truth and standing for truth. Courage. I'm going to be honest with you. I've been so unbelievably disappointed by our Republican leaders. The president's been great. But by our Republican leaders that have not backed us up. We are receiving record incoming, record amounts of threats. And yes, threats against our livelihood, against property on this show and many other people that are in my tight circle. Why? Because we're calling out the left for the lies that they peddle all across the country. We have to hire full-time security now, almost everywhere we go, because of what we are doing on this podcast. What we are saying is so radically dangerous. Go back in the archives. Go listen to America's War on Men. Go listen to White Privilege is a Racist Lie. Go listen to our interview with Candace Owens. We're one of the only platforms in all of multimedia saying what we are saying. And it comes at a price. And so if you're listening to this right now and you're wondering, what can I do? The one thing that is lacking right now in America is courage. We have cowardice as far as the eye can see. We have agreeableness everywhere you can look. Are you going to stand up against that mob? So people say all the time, Charlie, how come you always support President Trump? Why can't you just admit where you disagree with him and diverge? Call him out where he's wrong. Well, first of all, I do. But regardless, when you realize what we're really up against, when you realize the forces that are working to destroy America and realize that Trump is all that standing between chaos, destruction, and order, that's why I stand with President Trump. They just canceled Gone with the Wind. Gone with the Wind, which was the first film where a black woman won an Oscar. HBO Max is pulling it from their streaming platform. I want you to listen to this propaganda that was played on CNN. I couldn't believe it when I heard it. Of Elmo speaking to young people about allegedly what's happening in the country. Play tape.
I'm almost to end racism too. I don't want anybody to be treated fairly. What can Elmo do, Daddy? How can Elmo support his friends?
Well, we can start by learning and talking about what is happening and take action. And you know, Elmo, we have some friends that can help.
Do you think young people are getting the fair side of the issue? If you send your child to a public school of any type, you are going to put them right into the crossfire of a diabolical plan to destroy our country. It's only when you have thoroughly demoralized, and I don't mean bring down the energy, I mean literally extracting the morals of a country surgically as if you're removing a wisdom tooth, can you peddle such lies and have them believed. This is why the Bible means so much. The Bible is absolute truth. When you have absolute truth as the thing that everything points to, then all of a sudden anything less than that pales in comparison. But with no ideological, philosophical, psychological, or religious truth, you have chaos. And this is the world the left has been trying to create for so long. So some of you say, Charlie, but what does the left actually want? Come on, what kind of world do they want? You're assuming that they actually want to live in a civilized world. Some of them just want a return to tribalism. Now, others want actually the tribalism so that they can become the most important thing in the world. But the demoralization, the extraction of our morals from society, allows the left to take a power hold in America. Conservatives are failing this test right now. I'm doing all I can here on this podcast to stand up for those of you that email me at freedom@charliekirk.com and say, I'm losing my job, I'm losing my friends, I'm losing my family members, I'm getting kicked out of sororities, I'm getting kicked out of everything that I know to be true, and there's so few people standing up for you. I'm trying to take the arrows for you and take the bullets for you every single day. But my goodness, for the lawmakers out there and for the pundits that remain silent that say, well, what if I just post a black square? I want to be agreeable. I don't want to fight. Well, if you're not going to fight now, you might as well abdicate your entire platform to one of cowardness and capitulation to the forces of darkness. What would Yuri say right now? Yuri's dead. What would Yuri say about what's happening in America? What would he say is going to happen next? Do you think the left is going to stop? Do you think the left is going to disassemble their community organizing groups? Do you think the left is going to stop their infiltration and penetration of our public education system? Do you think the left is going to stop getting into our churches and propagandizing parishioners around a misapplication of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Do you think that they are going to lay down their arms? The only way to defeat evil is to confront it head on. These stories are archetypically built into our entire society. And right now, we have people fleeing for the hills. Well, I don't want to be called these nasty names by the left. Do you know, you want to know one of the greatest gifts that God gave me in recent years? He gave me the gift of being attacked by the left every single day. Since I'm attacked by the left every single day, I basically laugh to myself, what are you going to call me those same names again? You've already done that every single day for the last 4 or 5 years. You're going to call me the worst human being ever. You're going to call me perpetually intolerant. You've already baselessly called me that in 2013, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. What are you going to do? Put it in all caps, which they are. The blessing is that I'm used to it. It means nothing. It slides right off my back. But for these Republican, weak-kneed cowards that are more worried about what the Washington Post opinion section or editorial section or news section says about their alleged indecency towards disadvantaged communities, of which are all lies, they're allowing that fear to dictate their entire posture. In the greatest American cultural crisis of my lifetime and one of the most significant movements of the Overton Window. Courage matters. Fighting for truth matters. Cops was just canceled. Canceled off the airwaves. They will not stop until every single individual capitulates. I'm going to go down standing and fighting. A lot of our Republicans want to be the select few that are saved by the mob. They want to be spared. They want to be passed over. They want to be able to have their kids still go to good schools and have their checks still hit their mailbox and make sure that they get the invites to all the cool cocktail parties. They're burning down our country. The left is closer than ever before to destroying America. I want you to hear what I'm saying so clearly. It wasn't even under Obama were they this close. The left is closer to the destabilization and destruction of America today than they ever have been. And the Republican Party is nowhere to be seen. Establishment Republicans run to the hills, and in fact, you have Mitt Romney marching alongside the arsonists. You have Mitt Romney marching alongside the activists, and Mitt Romney says, it's about time Republicans realize that Black Lives Matter. Yeah, as if we don't believe that. We're the party that freed the slaves, Mitt Romney. We know, and you even know, you're marching alongside globalist, radical, societal arsonists that want to burn down our country from within. He is a victim of the perception-altering brainwashing. He allowed the hits from the Washington Post and the New York Times and mainstream media to impact him and affect him. Uri and the KGB target people like Mitt Romney, target people like the former ruling class of the Republicans, like John McCain or Jeff Flake. Our country is on the precipice of disappearing. My grandfather fought in World War II. Generations before that, my family fought in the Civil War. Generations before that, my family fought in the Revolutionary War. I'm not going to fight a physical conflict, but I am going to fight an ideological and cultural one. Because that right now is the most important cultural battle for the future of the greatest country ever to exist in the history of the world. Listen to Uri carefully, because he's speaking to us right now about what's going to happen next. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. If you guys want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com, tpusa.com. We are giving away 10 signed copies of the MAGA Doctrine. Just tell us that you listened to this episode and then screenshot you leaving a 5-star review and subscribing to The Charlie Kirk Show. 10 random people that do that over the next 2 weeks, we will send you a signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. Courage will save America. Don't be on the sidelines while they try to destroy a beautiful gift from God that is the United States of America. God bless you, and talk to you soon.